Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where I am bringing you a really deep interrogation of a movie. Now, which movie are we talking about today? If you are over here on our YouTube channel, you can see the poster as soon as you open this up, or actually you probably saw it in the title too. But we are talking about Good Fortune today. Now, what is Good Fortune, you may be asked? Well, Good Fortune usually means when something good's happening, but in this story, we don't necessarily get that. It's a very tired story done from a different perspective. Now, you may be wondering what I'm talking about. Well, if you've ever seen Prince and the Pauper, if you've ever seen Trading Places, you've seen where people from drastically different lifestyles switch bodies. And, or switch minds, I should say. They basically switch places. And that's kind of the basis of the story here. And you know me, no spoilers ever here. But this one is a little bit unnerving. Now, it was saying that this one is definitely guilty. There is strong language throughout. There is sexual situations. There's some woke elements and stuff going on with this too. And you may be thinking, okay, but what is this? Well, before I get too far into that, I want to just jump right in with the trailer on this one. Like I said, I'm giving it a guilty rating. So if you have little ears around, there is some really strong language in this trailer, just as a heads up.
My name is Gabriel. I'm an angel.
And yes, this is Keanu Reeves, and yes, he is an angel in this one.
I'm here to save you.
What? Who the fuck are you?
I'm an angel. See the wings? I know all about you. I know you lost your job. I know you're living in your car.
I did everything I was supposed to do and nothing's working out.
I'm not really supposed to be doing this. I'm normally only in charge of saving people from texting and driving.
Wait, you're telling me I have a budget guardian angel?
Kinda.
Now, there are going to be a lot of fans of the Bill and Ted franchise. They're going to love this. There's going to be a lot of the Who Dude Where's My Car franchise. They're going to love this. This is essentially a stoner comedy done with, like I said, an old story that is just being retold in a different way. Does that mean that this may not apply to you? Well, let's not put too much weight in that quite yet.
My life is just in the service of people like Jeff.
Orange. I'm Jeff. A pleasure.
The people who actually get to live.
Fix my cold plunge. Get a disco floor for my party and find a shaman to take me on an ayahuasca journey.
Maybe I can show you that life is not all it's cracked up to be. You want me to have wealth and success?
Now look at you.
Jeff's life is now your life.
What happened to Jeff?
Is there any update on the Huevos Rancheros for Alex?
He has your life.
Gabriel, why did you do this?
I tried to show him that wealth wouldn't solve all his problems.
And?
It seems to have solved most of his problems.
You gotta switch back, man.
So what, I just go back to living in my car?
You lived in your car?
Yes, Jeff,
I did. Why do you think an angel got involved? Because I had too many roommates? Well, you go tough it out for a few days.
You think because I'm a tech bro, I can't live your life for a little while? I came from nothing. I'm self-made.
What did your parents do?
My father was an orthopedic surgeon.
This is too hard. How do people do this without just being miserable and angry all the time?
You're up here in this huge house. I'm fighting just to get by.
You'll never believe me, but I've been there.
Give me God. I want a meeting with God.
God! It's Jeff! Happened to you, Gabriel? You're smoking cigarettes now?
Leave me alone, Jeff. I like it. It's all I have.
Now, you know that's bad when an angel resorts to human vices because that's all he has. This one, if you haven't picked up on it already, it's definitely got a limited audience just because of the type of comedy that it is. It's one of those love it or hate it literally type movies. There's not a lot of middle ground on this one. Like I said, if you're a fan of some of the other franchises of the stoner comedy genres, even like Wayne's World, you're going to appreciate this a lot more than somebody looking for like a literary masterpiece of sorts.
Can you fly?
My wings are too small.
About the size of the wing?
Actually, it is.
Oh, that's too bad.
And that's one of the many adult jokes that you will find in this movie. There are, you've got a tech giant and a literally just a guy who does side jobs, food delivery, things like that on the side just to survive. And when one basically thinks it's not fair, the other one steps in. Sorry, my nose itches here. But they have the opportunity to switch places, only it wasn't really their idea. You see, Gabriel is an angel, but his only duty is to assist with preventing traffic accidents. Now, I've got to come over here to my notes a little bit, but you've got Martha. She's the angel management. She assigns basically all the angels to their other jobs. You've got Halima. He is the angel for tsunamis and monsoons. Eric, who's the angel for accidental falls. Reginald, music inspiration. Geraldine is literary inspiration. Axel does avalanches. Azrael is lost souls. And we will see a little bit more of him in this movie. And then, of course, Gabriel is the angel for texting and driving. Now, why am I mentioning all of these angels? Most of them have just the tiniest little parts, like just an introduction as to who they are. So I'm not sure what their point is in the movie, unless there's going to be follow-ups to this with other movies having to do with the other angels. I can't quite see how that would work, but you have to wonder, because it's giving you all these little ideas for possibilities of, like, going forward, what could be the thing. And it just all kind of comes down to the one is trying to get a girlfriend and the girl he likes, and they work at the store called Hardwood Heaven. Now, shout out, I'm going to give a shout out to just a completely unscripted shout out, or my entire thing is unscripted here, but basically they haven't tried to advertise with me yet, but we have a Hardwood Heaven here in Lincoln, Nebraska that has a lot of exotic hardwoods. But the Hardwood Heaven in the movie is basically a big chain store. It's like Home Depot or Lowe's. It's something like that where people go to get things that they need. And while one group of people are trying to do one thing with it, another group of people are trying to do another thing with it, and how Hardwood Heaven kind of plays into this whole thing is kind of a key part to the story in and of itself, even though it's more of a minor part, but that's where it kind of goes a little woke with some of the ideas and some of the things that are trying to happen on there. But when Gabriel steps in and he switches them, he does basically something he's not supposed to do, because all he's supposed to do is texting and driving. But when he does this, he kind of gets in some trouble. And so in order for them to switch back, they have to want to switch back. Only the one doesn't want to give up the new life, and the other one wants nothing but to get back to his life. So as you can imagine, it just kind of, the movie kind of spirals a little bit out of control. There are some funny moments. I don't know if I would call it laugh out loud. It's more of just like little chortles, like type situations in during the story. So is this for everybody? Absolutely not. This one, it's going to have a limited audience based purely, like I said, on the people that are more into the stoner comedies of sorts. If you're into that and you have not thought about giving this one a chance yet, definitely check it out. If you're a fan of Keanu and you like the more quirky roles that he's done, then give this a chance. You might be surprised. If you're looking for anything with substance, you might want to keep looking. I am giving Good Fortune just a 4 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Like I said, unless you are in that niche audience, everything about this movie is watchable but forgettable. So that is why I am giving it the score that it has. So if, like I said, if you're into that, you might enjoy it. If not, we'll get to move forward from there. Now, I have been watching quite a few older titles that have to do with a new title that's in the theaters right now. And I'm going to be talking about those on our next couple shows. So if you haven't done so already, be sure to make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn on the notifications so that you always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And yes, that's a dance. So you probably noticed that I am not commenting on yesterday's game, was because I don't watch it. I did choose to watch one of the Super Bowl shows. Can you figure out which one? Feel free to drop it in the comments which of the Super Bowl shows that you thought I partook in and what you think I thought about it. I would love to know what your thoughts and opinions are on the Super Bowl shows and which one that you watch. So feel free to drop me a message, let me know, or tag me on social media. And I will be back with another movie for you guys. Oh, before I forget, sorry. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere quite yet. I got to show you. I did change this poster quite a bit for the podcast image. And so this is the poster that you see right here. The podcast image uses, you can see I did change it up quite a bit. I normally don't take the time and show you the podcast image thing anymore unless I make some massive changes. And if nothing else, you want to come over to our YouTube channel just to check this out because I think it turned out pretty cool. So again, that's the podcast image and back to the poster. But sorry for keeping you guys the extra few seconds there, but I wanted to share that. And I will be back soon. Bye.